In a few minutes, we'll look at making spectator sports more welcoming for people on the autism spectrum. But first, why the Europeans are set against possible new sanctions on Russia. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. House Republicans tomorrow could pass new economic sanctions on Russia, in large part to punish Russia amid reports Moscow meddled in the last presidential election. The White House is not in favor, but whether or not President Trump would block sanctions is not clear. And the Financial Times is reporting today that America's largest trading partner would be unhappy with new restrictions on Russia. Jim Brunsdon is an FT reporter based in Brussels. What's the concern in Europe?
In essence, it's that European companies will be caught by the sanctions, that essentially there'll be collateral damage in what the US is trying to do. So basically, there's frustration with the US that they are pursuing a policy unilaterally, so without consulting Europe, that could end up targeting European companies, especially in the energy sector.
It's not just a rhetorical or philosophical disagreement here. The EU might even retaliate against the US.
That's right. And there's already some precedent in the sense that, for example, a few weeks ago, Brussels was warning that if the US went ahead with measures to protect its steel industry that led to higher costs for importers into the US steel market, then it would retaliate within days. And they are preparing measures, including going to the World Trade Organization. So World Trade Organization compliant retaliation measures, potentially on US imports into Europe or US companies in Europe, and also trying to use EU law to actually nullify the effect of the US sanctions.
Speaking from Brussels, the FT's Jim Brunsdon. Mr. Brunsdon, thank you for this.
My pleasure.
European authorities are investigating possible illegal collusion between a number of German car makers. A report in the magazine Der Spiegel over the weekend said Volkswagen had suggested to European antitrust authorities that it had colluded with other big car makers, including BMW, Porsche, and Daimler, over a range of issues, from gas and diesel engines to brakes, transmissions. The BBC's Jonathan Frewin has more.
The allegation is that the companies met to discuss choices of suppliers and costs for components over several decades. One suggestion is that the companies had installed a smaller-than-necessary tank for an additive to reduce diesel emissions. The idea was to save money, but it's alleged this meant that the technology was ineffective at doing its job. Most of the companies declined to comment, but BMW rejected the accusations of a cartel and said its technology was different from other car makers. The European Commission said it was assessing information received on the alleged collusion, but that it was premature to speculate further. The investigation is likely to take some time to conclude, but if proven, analysts say the car makers could face fines of several hundred million dollars or more.
The BBC's Jonathan Frewin filed that for us from London. Many people on the autism spectrum can have a hard time with loud, chaotic places, which can make a day out to the sports stadium less than a good time. A number of professional teams are trying to make attending games easier for those with autism and other special needs. Laura Ziegler reports from KCUR in Kansas City on what the Royals are doing at Kauffman Stadium.
It really doesn't make any difference to 16-year-old Ryan Bennett that the Kansas City Royals are losing to the Red Sox during a recent game. He's sweating.
It's really hot out here.
Ryan hates the heat. It makes him anxious. He says the unpredictable loudness makes him fidgety.
There are times where I feel like I want to plug my ears. So, like now. I feel like I'm being rude by doing that, and I don't want to be rude.
By the fifth inning, Ryan's had enough. So he and his mom and dad, Rick and Kathy Bennett, set out with a map to find the new quiet zones the Royals have created to help those on the autism spectrum.
Do you see any identifying marks? Are we there yet?
So we're looking for the third base dugout concourse, the elevator area.
It takes a while, but they find an usher who points them in the right direction. That extra 15 or 20 minutes is really hard for someone like Ryan, whose anxiety level is already high. Rick Bennett says directions in the stadium and on the map need to be clearer and more consistent.
There's a lot of those folks on the spectrum that are not necessarily going to engage somebody and ask for directions.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 1 in 68 children is on the autism spectrum. And the Royals want these kids and their families to feel comfortable in their stadiums, says Royals spokesman Toby Cook.
We like selling the tickets, but we really also like filling the stadium up with fans. But there is the rub, because the more people we have here and the greater the volume level, the more we have to be sensitive to people who have a sensitivity to that.
Major League Baseball has made a commitment to sponsor Autism Awareness Days around the country. But the Kansas City Royals would like kids on the spectrum to come to a game any day they want, and ideally stay until the end. From Kansas City, I'm Laura Ziegler for Marketplace.
And the International Monetary Fund has chopped its forecasts for economic growth in the U.S. covering this year and next. It expects growth in the low 2% range. The IMF cites uncertainty over Trump administration policy. But the IMF forecasts China, France, Germany, and Italy will grow faster than expected. Missing from that list, growth was revised downward for the U.K., with uncertainty on how exactly Britain extricates itself from the European Union. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.